I'm Janet.
And I'm Ashley.
And we are
two girls and a bottle of wine. Because men love boobs.
And girls love wine and cake.
Yes, we do.
Happy birthday.
Yay.
It's the day after your birthday. We threw up a bunch of birthday celebrations on Facebook.
We did.
Twitter. And our Instagram.
I loved the thing that you somehow managed to find or make, or I don't know, but the keep... I can't keep calm. It's Ashley's birthday.
Yeah, I know.
Right? I loved that. I was so excited.
I'm magical like that.
You are.
So it's day after your birthday. Did you have a good one?
I did. I feel like it's still going, but...
It is. It's a birthday week.
For me, it's birthday month.
That's how I am, too. But people don't... Some people in my life don't really like that.
They're
like,
mine either.
Enough.
They need to get off the hater wagon.
They do. They really do. So your birthday was June 3rd.
Yep.
You were born in 1980.
Seven.
1987. Oh, shoot. The reason I'm laughing, no one needs to know right now.
Because why?
I had it set on the year 1980 earlier when we discussed your birthday.
The facts? Yes. So Funky Town is not the song for my birthday year?
No.
Oh, well, hopefully I get a better movie than Star Wars.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
So some birthday facts about June 3rd, 1987. Wow. Number one pop song, You Keep Me Hanging On by Kim Wilde.
Okay, I like that one too. I still like Funky Town better, though.
The number one movie, Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Well, that's better than Star Wars. I can get down with it.
The gallon of gas price is 96 cents.
It was down it from was. the '80s.
From 1980. Kind of crazy. Like that is weird.
Yeah.
The number one country song was I'll Be There by Dan Seals.
Nope. Nothing.
The Got number nothing. One R&B song was Head to Toe by Lisa and Cult Jam.
Nope. Got nothing.
The number one novel was The Tommyknockers by Stephen King.
Still nothing.
Let's see. It was the year of the rabbit.
I do know that. I figured very much a rabbit.
Most people do. Let's see. What else was happening? Were there any other famous people born on your birthday?
No. It's just me. Nothing really? Epic happened on my birthday.
Really?
No.
What's happening? I don't know. There's noise coming from my phone. Okay, stop that, Janet. There were any special events?
No. No, like... D-Day, President's birthdays, nothing. Nothing epic happened on my birthday.
Does that depress you?
No.
Why?
My mom says that it was saved for me. I was the epicness of the day.
I could see that's why the way you are, because your mother told you stuff like that. Yeah, I'm going through.
Nothing.
All right. Well, that's okay. Yes, this is the day that Ashley Gamble was born, and we are happy about that.
20 years, people are going to be Googling, what happened on June 3rd? And it's going to be like... Ashley Gamble was born.
Ashley Gamble was born. Excellent. Did you have cake on your birthday? We're having cake now.
I had cupcakes, which is like cake. It's like little cakes. It's like personal pancakes.
Did you know where the birthday cake came from? It's a huge part of birthdays. Don't even. Don't. I'm going to tell you the history of birthday cakes.
Go for it.
It came from Western Europe. It's been around since the 19th century. Certain rituals and traditions, such as singing of birthday songs associated with birthday cakes, are common to many Western cultures. It started in Roman culture back in the day. Cakes of flat rounds made from flour containing nuts, which you're allergic to.
I would have died then.
Leavened with yeast. And sweetened with honey were occasionally served at special birthdays. So, like, 27 would not be a special birthday.
But it was mine, so it would have been. Every single one of them.
But cakes were more often used at weddings in ancient Greece. And then in early Europe, the words for cake and bread were virtually interchangeable. The only difference was cakes were sweet and white bread, or bread was nut.
That sounds boring.
It is, yeah. In the 15th century, bakeries in Germany conceived the idea of marketing one-layer cakes for customers' birthdays as well as for only their weddings. And thus, the modern birthday cake was born. During the 17th century, the birthday cake took on more or less of its contemporary form. However, these elaborate cakes, which possess many aspects of contemporary cakes such as multiple layers, icing, and decorations were only available to very wealthy people. So we be rolling.
Not me. Nowadays, this is a status of our, this is a symbol of our status.
And we're eating what kind of cake?
Red velvet.
Because it is
my favorite.
Is there any cake you don't like?
No, as long as it's cooked right. I don't like dry cakes.
And your dad is a cook.
Yeah, my dad like made all of my cakes up until like I was too old for that.
My grandmother made my cakes up until the age of 24 because she passed away 2 years later. Like, she wasn't able. Like, I'm like, every year, Grandma would make me a cake, and she would decorate it. It was wonderful.
If we didn't have, like, a wedding cake, like, the wedding cake came as part of our
package
with the reception, I would have my dad make it.
And then what don't you like about cakes?
Sprinkles. I hate sprinkles. And last night, my cupcakes had sprinkles.
Do they listen to the show?
I don't think so.
If they do, we're sorry.
I'm not sorry.
I didn't know either until right
now. I still eat them. I mean, it's a small price to pay.
I gotta say, Steve saved my butt by picking these up. We have these big pieces of red velvet cake.
We have like a whole... We don't have cupcakes. We have like...
a fourth of a cake.
Yeah, like we have like a square cake. Like, this is legitimately a personal pan cake right here. Yes.
And so I texted him. I was like, no red velvet, no... yes to red velvet, no to sprinkles. And he said he had to turn around and he showed us a picture of the cake he was about to bring. And it was like
sprinkles. It was nothing but sprinkles. Exploded.
I was like, oh, that would have been bad. So we did do the candle thing. Did you have candles on your cupcakes last night?
I did, and I made sure to spit all over them when I blew them out.
So that's the problem with cakes.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have your own personal cake.
Like we have
only
here.
Only the birthday persons, especially if you're under the age of, well, any age, really, I guess.
Yeah.
Get your own, because when you go to blow it out the candle, it germs galore.
Yes.
But where do candles come from? Turns out putting candles on birthday cakes is a tradition that's been around for a long time. Traced back to ancient Greeks who often burned candle offerings to gods and goddesses. So they put candles on a cake as a special way to pay tribute to the Greek moon goddess Artemis.
Hmm.
Yeah, you seem super interested.
I would have thought that, like,
cakes to symbolize the moon.
Oh, okay. I was trying to figure out how the moon tied in with it. Like, I was like, why would it be for the moon goddess? That was why I was confused. I was like, why would they pay tribute to the moon god for a birthday? It makes no sense.
Well, now you know.
But now it does. Now it all comes together.
It does.
Now I know why cakes are circle.
Yes. We all know.
I wonder.
Learn something new. Listen to our podcast. You'll learn something.
Yeah. I wonder when they started going with the square sheet cakes.
Probably to feed more as we got to be a fatter society. What do you want for your birthday?
To not be a dad anymore. Forever, ever, ever.
Good luck with that. That's like a genie wish.
I know. Can I? That's what I want for my birthday. I want a genie.
Joey, get on that. I can't afford that.
I don't know. There's nothing that I really need right now.
Well, that's good. Well, I hope you have a fabulous year.
Thank you. Me too.
Yay. You're 27.
I am.
Happy 27th birthday.
Mm.
What do you miss about being younger?
Everything.
You know what I miss? I miss naps.
I miss nap time.
Yeah.
I miss not needing naps in my life.
We needed them. We just thought we didn't because we wanted to play.
Right, but now I really need them.
Right.
Like, to survive.
We just need to chill more.
I wish naps were kind of like AT&T minutes.
What do you mean?
Like, you know, you can, like, roll them over if you didn't use them. So, like, by this point in my life, I would have, like, 20,000 hours of nap time.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'd be sleeping for the rest of my life right now.
I have 2,000 rollover nap minutes that you must let me use.
I would seriously have a lot. That would be nice. Or we should just take on siestas. Those, I think, are all about it.
What's a siesta?
In Spanish culture.
Uh-huh.
Businesses close down usually between like 3:30 and 5, and everybody has a nap time. Hmm. And so their culture eats, like, they don't eat dinner till like 7 or 8 o'clock at night, because their whole day is just, you know, a little bit structured a little bit differently. But they have siestas.
Well, I want to have a siesta.
Yeah,
that's what I want to do. I think I would be tired more though.
No, because think about it. You take like an hour and a half nap. It's perfect amount of time. Back at it. Hmm. People are more productive.
There you go. So your birthday was yesterday. Did you celebrate this last weekend?
Somewhat.
What'd you do?
We went to dinner at Capitol Grill.
I've not been there. I've heard it's amazing.
Really nice. It's really expensive. Obviously, we got invited because we wouldn't just go there. We went there, and then we had a friend's party to go to because one of our friends is also a fellow Gemini of mine.
I forgot to talk about that. Yeah, you're a Gemini.
And it was awesome because I thought I was the, like, Joey jokes I'm the only person in the world that likes gummy bears in their ice cream.
You are.
No, I'm not. Because this, it must be a Gemini thing because this friend got an ice cream cake loaded with gummy bears.
How is that possible? Where do you get that made?
Baskin Robbins is where they got it. And it was amazing. It was like the best thing ever. And we went to see a New Orleans jazz band on Saturday.
Did you flash for boob or flash for beads?
No.
Were there anyone?
No, but they did have a song called Dirty Old Man. It was really funny.
What does that have to do with flashing for beads?
Well, because it was talking about, like, smacking booties. And, like, that. It was a really funny song. And, I don't know, I've got, like, I feel like my birthday week has been, like, so much.
I have seen you post a lot.
Yeah, we laid out by the pool Sunday. I had Joey's softball game Monday.
I got a complaint when it comes to pools.
What?
The weather has been cooling down for the weekends.
Not last weekend?
Yes. It was not that
maybe
warm.
Maybe in Parker, but did you see how much color I got?
Yeah, you're red.
Yeah. Tan. Duh. Over.
Red.
Red is the color of your microphone, bang.
Wow. But, so I pulled up some Gemini information.
And I am a true Gemini. I guarantee there's nothing you could say on there that would be false about me.
Keywords. Energetic.
Obviously.
75% of the time you're energetic. I used to work with you. I saw the less energetic version.
Yeah, I would give myself 80%.
Clever.
Yeah, very clever.
Imaginative.
Yes.
Witty.
I don't know about, I would say that's like the worst one. Sometimes I can be witty, but.
No, this next one, you're not very adaptable.
I think I am. What? I moved across the freaking country. What are you talking about? I'm not
you
adaptable.
You fought it for like a year afterwards.
But I think that I adapted pretty well.
Your weakness words? Superficial?
I don't think that I'm very superficial. I mean, depending how you define superficial, like, do I think I'm a fake person? No.
No.
Do I think that I put value in monetary things? Yes.
Yes. That's what I think of when you say
so, yeah, if you're defining superficial that way, then yes, I value my stupid things.
I don't know if this one applies. Impulsive? You're not very, you like to plan things.
I do, but then, like, randomly, like, I'll have random spurts of, like, I'll just buy something, and then I'll be like, what the heck was I thinking?
Especially online shopping.
Yeah, so, like, I do make some rash decisions. Like, my car, that was, like, a impulse thing.
You needed a car. Your old one was getting
old. I didn't really need one. I went in there that day to get an oil change and walked out with a car. Oh, that's it was right. Pretty impulse.
I almost did that. There was a pink and black Kia Soul.
You almost chained in your car. Yeah,
on the car lot where I bought my car. And I saw it going back from a lunch one day at work. Couldn't get it off my brain. And I called them 3 days later. And they couldn't. They're like, let me have so-and-so call you back. And like 3 days later, they called me back. And I'm like, I just refinanced my current car. I'm good. It was like make or break day. Like I had to decide if I was going to refinance or not.
And they, well, they that's a good sign then.
Yeah.
That was a sign.
I was like, I totally would trade my car in. I don't care. It's hot pink and black. Yeah. Another word that is your weakness word, restless.
Yes.
Yes.
I have such a hard, I can't like sit still. I can't sleep.
Yes. And the last one is indecisive. I don't think you're indecisive.
I think I am. Think about how long I went back and forth about leaving my old company.
Yeah.
So I think that I can be.
Maybe
in
when
something.
It comes to big things.
Although, I don't know, Denver was like, I just got tired of hearing Joey complain one day. I woke up and was like, okay, we're moving. That was it. So that was kind of impulsive.
Yeah, it was.
Uh-huh.
We're glad you came.
Yeah.
Let's see. Geminis and independence. Geminis are extremely independent. They will not be pinned down by anyone or any rules.
That's definitely
They need to experience the world on their own. Change and freedom are extremely important to Gemini, and they will never let anyone dictate them. So watch out, Joey.
I think that's true. Especially, I'm like one of those people where I feel like if I have a house, I would rearrange my furniture like once a month.
I could see that.
Because it, like the fact that we've been in our apartment for 3.5 years now, almost 3.5 years, is driving me absolutely insane. I need like a change of scenery, structure, something.
All right. So as we get older, we like to maybe keep our youthful look.
We do.
I will admit that Botox is something that I've been contemplating because I've heard it's a preventative thing.
I am afraid of needles, muscles, so.
I've heard it's painful. And I could see it progressing as I get older. Like, well, the Botox isn't working like it used to. Maybe I should get a lift or, like, fillers or, yeah. But you sent some crazy cosmetic procedures. Like, crazy. Uh-huh. Not your average Botox or facelift.
No. Like, and it all started because I had been reading about one, and when we get to it, I'll kind of... And I was just like, this is insane. I'll tell you. I'll point out which one it is, too.
All right. I'm going to start this off, okay? Because it has Cinderella. And I love Cinderella. It's called the modern-day foot binding. Not just reserved for ancient Asian practices to prevent the women from running away... The New York Times reported earlier this year that certain New York City socialites seek to have surgery on their feet to make wearing pointy and gravity-defying stilettos more comfortable. Since flats are clearly not an option, these women have tricked themselves into believing that in order to avoid the discomfort of squinted toes and perineal blisters, they need to undergo a possibly more painful surgical procedure to reduce the size of their toes.
I would never.
Never.
Stubbing ever. My toe hurts enough. Like, This next one, though, I honestly contemplated because it's not an under the knife surgery.
Is this the one you were reading about?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I contemplated this one for me. It's the thigh gap laser therapy.
Oh, dear.
So, the belief that women need a 6-inch gap between their thighs is kind of, you know, it's like the ongoing joke lately. But for those who still haven't caught on that the thigh gap is not a thing, one wellness center in Texas is conning its patients into lying underneath the laser, and it supposedly zaps their thighs into skinny, stick-like perfection. Which, question one, if you have a laser that can zap your thighs into skinny, stick-like perfection, why can't you use it all over your body?
Right.
Like, hello, skinny arms. It's hello, skinny everything. But I really... That's one of my areas that I'm like have a big issue about.
Thighs?
And I think it's because I keep seeing like this thigh gap stuff. And I really want a thigh gap. I don't think I was built for one.
I was not. I don't know many people that were.
I do. And it drives me crazy.
Oh, stop it. The next one is the bra plate for the busty.
I'm not going to lie. About? Nope. Oh. But I contemplated this one as well.
The biggest annoyance of bras is that they cost upwards of $40 at Victoria's Secret and always want to lose shape in the wash. But beyond that, ladies, I'm going to say it, wearing a bra isn't so bad. For those who simply can't be bothered with the back clasp each morning, they're seeking a more permanent solution that will still allow for a little bit of lift. Enter the bra implant. Silk straps that are surgically attached to the underbreast and then held tightly in place by titanium screws that are solidly forced into the rib cage. Ow! Does this sound like a better alternative to a bra? No!
So here's my thoughts on this. One, why wouldn't you just get a boob lift? Like a normal one where they laser your skin and it's a lot less painful than having titanium rods. Two, I have contemplated this because my issue is not the cost of bras. My issue is the hunt for a bra. Like, I have been on the biggest hunt for probably my entire life for a backless bra.
I have gone shopping with you, and that was something you were looking into. We go to, like, Victoria's Secret? And you
it's frustrating as heck.
It's bad.
Yes. But so this is the one
We have been hearing about this. Steve and I talked about it on our podcast, and we heard about it recently.
And I'm not contemplating it, but I've just been hearing so much about it, and because of things that have happened in my life, I'm like... Well, we'll go through it. It's Botox injected fingers. So the whole thing is getting, you know, women want the skinny arm pose, but this is for your hand specifically.
It's hand cosmetic surgery.
Yeah, it's like a hand lift, basically.
So since and you got engaged.
They're targeting women who have a big engagement ring on it so that your hand looks nice when you show it off for pictures. So there's reports that women are having Botox injected to their hands. It fills out like over your knuckle areas and like kind of in between that veiny area to give a fuller appearance. And like I said, they're targeting these women who are going to be posting pictures of their ring. And so my first thought was, I don't know anybody whose hands are that wicked that they need that unless they're like
older.
Older.
Yeah. And your hands get a little bit less.
Right. But I'm thinking like way older, like
80s.
Yeah. And at that point, are you still showing off your rock?
Maybe.
Maybe, I guess. And second, like, I wouldn't want my hands to be fuller. I like that my hands are kind of like,
yeah,
you know, like,
but it's a popular, small
and skinny and petite.
Popular surgery from what I hear. And I listened to an interview with one of the best cosmetic surgeons in LA. And he refuses to do it because I wasn't aware of this, but your hand has a lot of sensors in there.
That makes sense. You use it to touch everything. It's
a lot more than like your forehead and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, your finger pads and stuff.
Yeah.
And one wrong move and dang.
Yeah. I just thought it was crazy. Like, I was like, really, first of all, if somebody looks at a picture, if you're showing somebody your ring and the first thing they say is, oh, my God, you have hideous hands, you probably need to pick better friends to show your ring.
I agree. There's a lot of superficial people out there, though.
Yeah.
This next one, kind of crazy. You've heard of contact lenses to change your eye color.
And I used to have them.
I tried them, but they scratch my eyes.
I used to have them.
You can actually get your eye color changed by paying $5,000, and they shoot laser beams into your eye, and it converts dirty brown colored eyes into blue or green eyes. Because that's typically the color that people want to go, is the blue eyes, right?
Well, I know people who have light eyes that want to go darker.
What?
Uh-huh. Everybody wants what you have.
That's true. So it's an iris implant, and the laser route makes you squeamish. It makes me squeamish if you think about it.
Yeah.
They use a laser to do
LASIK. Yeah.
And you hear about all the horror stories when it comes to that, and that's to make you see better. Imagine if you jacked up your eye just because you wanted blue eyes.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm like so squeamish when it comes to my eyes that like I avoid going to the eye doctor for it. So.
You avoid a lot of things.
I'm just really squeamish, especially my eyes. Like I never thought I'd ever wear contacts. I thought I would wear glasses for my life.
And how long have you been wearing contacts?
Like 7 years. 7 or 8 years.
So you got over it pretty quickly.
No, because I had glasses since I was in like the fourth grade.
Oh. So let me ask you a very serious question. We're really good friends. Did you buy platinum?
No. Are you surprised?
No. So, if you don't know what platinum is, you haven't been listening to our show. Because I've been doing the countdown. You haven't been
listening to Janet.
I had to really focus on this not being a Miranda Lambert show because it's Ashley's birthday and I'm so much happier that Ashley was born as opposed to the album coming out.
That, I promise. That means I rank pretty high. I'm impressed.
But on the same day as Ashley's birthday, at 2 a.m., I woke up to make sure that my version of Platinum had downloaded because I had pre-ordered it. And then about 3 a.m., I woke up and started posting on your wall.
It was pretty early.
It was. Because I'd gone to bed really early that night, like 7 p.m. the night before. I was really tired. So, like, I woke up bright and early.
Ready to go.
Platinum. Oh, I love it. I've heard some of the reviews say that it might be one of her best albums ever. What? You have no room to talk? No, you haven't even listened to it?
I haven't, and I will, like, preview some of the songs. But I didn't like the first
none
one.
None of the songs sound like the first two songs. that were released.
None of the songs.
There's a lot of diversity in this album.
Okay. So there might be something I find.
Yes.
And I'm one of those people where, like, I've tended to, like, not... So I've learned, like, when I listen to music, depending on my mood, I like it or don't. Like, there have been songs where I don't like them the first time, and then I'll listen to them, like, a month later, and I'm like, oh, I actually really like this song. So sometimes, my mood alters.
So it's that too. 6 months into the year, and according to Newsday.com, Miranda Lambert's Platinum is the best album of 2014 so far. The whole freaking year. You have got to promise me that you'll just go onto iTunes and do a preview of each song.
I will. I usually do that of the albums that are coming out.
My two favorite songs right now are Platinum and Priscilla.
Okay.
Yep.
I am debating between whether or not to download, and I really feel like I should. I kind of feel guilty. The Phrase new album.
Helios? Why do you feel guilty?
Well, because I'm going to their show on Sunday.
Listen to them on Spotify.
Well, I have all their other music, so we'll see kind of how they're... I've heard that their album is pretty good, but we'll see. I'll let you know. Live music tends to get to me.
I do, too. Like,
if I see something live, I love
it. That song! Yeah. Oh, my God! And then I'll download it, and then
I'm just like, I didn't really love it that much. I loved it a lot more live.
And after a few cocktails.
That too. That definitely. Although I was on a Zach Brown band kick for still, basically.
Is that over?
No, for still.
For still. That's a period of time.
Yep. For still. It's been over a year, in case you're wondering what that is. Ongoing.
Geminis also make up their own words.
Mm-hmm. We're imaginative.
And then what else? You were gonna. Is there any other music you're loving right now?
I am loving Coldplay's album. But
I think you said that last week.
Yeah, but that's really, those are the two.
Hmm.
Well, the one and the other one I'm contemplating.
And Rolling Stone, first time ever, did an all-country version of their magazine.
Hmm.
And Miranda's on one version. On the other version is Eric Church. It's like my mama and papa of country music. Sorry, Blake. Mm.
Not that I was hoping you were going to say Blake.
No. I love them both. They don't like each other, but I love them both.
Hmm.
I saw them once in concert together.
And they don't like it?
No. He came out and bashed, like, singing competitions. She got her start from Nashville Star, and, well, we all know who Blake Shelton is now because of The Voice. Have you tried his pizza at Pizza Hut?
No.
The commercials are hilarious, but I haven't either.
I have seen the commercials, but...
He's so freaking funny.
He is. And I follow him on Twitter, and he's funny. I like him.
He used to be a lot funnier on Twitter. I think he got in some trouble and had to,
I still find him funny. Out. I think he cracks me up. I like him.
So what do you want for your birthday?
I already
bought you a gift, so I'm...
I know.
I'm screwed.
And Janet knows me so well.
It's easy.
I don't know. I want to be debt-free forever.
That's a genie wish, not a birthday wish.
Birthday wish? I don't know. I have everything that I really need.
I searched. You're hard to shop for. You are.
Okay. I don't think so. I think
you got... I bought a bottle of tequila. But I wanted to get something that was, like, awesome, where you'd be like, oh, my gosh, crazy. No one else has even thought of that.
No one else did think of tequila, which just...
How is that possible?
Which just rectifies that you clearly know me a lot better than most.
Like, I was, like, looking for, like, My Little Mermaid stuff. Like, I thought I found something, but then when I found out your version of the phone is newer than this, it was one of those big, jelly, and I was like, oh, iPhone 4S, or that's 4C, so funny. Or whatever, 4S.
Yeah.
And no, you're a 5.
My brother and sister know me well. My brother got me a gift card to Barnes & Nobles because he's a nerd like me. And my sister got me one to Lush.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you think your parents helped at all with that?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh.
But it just worked. It was funny how they did that because, like, my brother's into Barnes & Nobles like I am. My sister's, like, very into her, like, cosmetic stuff, like, on that side, too. So it worked out that they did it that way.
You're, like, a combination of the two of them.
They are like a division of me.
I knew she was going to do that. Welcome to Gemini Land. That will be the title of this podcast.
Yeah, right?
All right. Well, it's time to get on out of here. We'll be back in less than a week because we'll be back to our normal schedule of Tuesdays.
Yeah. Our somewhat normal, our new normal schedule.
Right. And we'll get back to like the more normal topics, but I thought a birthday edition would be fun because we've never really done that. No. We've always like eaten cupcakes and like, cheers, it's your birthday, happy birthday. But now we know more about your day.
Yeah, and why
birthday traditions and why you are you. All right, thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next Tuesday.
Bye.
Bye.